This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm your host, Bill Frady. I'm doing things a little earlier this week as we go along, simply because I'm getting ready to go out and take a red dot sight class with Steve Fisher from Sentinel Concepts. So we're putting some things together for you today so that everything is still fresh and new and ready to roll. Speaking of fresh and new, let's look at some stupidity, shall we? The overall arching idea was that Trump was ready to roll in some way or another on guns. And I don't know if it was going to be 3D chess or whatever. The one thing that would make me desert with my support for Donald Trump would be if he abandoned his constituents. I don't care about what he says. I only care about what he does. And if he actually does anything, well then, okay, I will adhere to my own rule, which is I never revere any politicians. I don't think any of them are heroes. It's a little bit like being in radio. A lot of them are just very lucky they were where they were at the right time. But, on the whole gun control front, I was waiting for the mechanism of government to shift into gear. Everybody I know in the Second Amendment advocacy was getting ready to, write stories and be on shows and talk about things and discuss things and, all the various aspects of the deal, argue about whether it would work or not. I think everybody was sort of convinced that it was going to be a done deal, that Trump was going to push for something. But then the House Democrats got distracted by a shiny thing called impeachment. They started in on trying to remove the president from office. So when they did that, because the president is, of course, just a human being. He's not some box sitting on a desk that just, you power him up and he runs the country and you shut him down at night. They sort of negated any interest that he had in working with them on much of anything, at least for now. Trump is about the deal. I think he was looking to make a deal. I was very much hoping that it would be a deal where he would be looking out for our interests and he would sort of make a boomerang on them. Well, here you go. I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to do this with the NCIS. But now none of that matters. Well, at least I don't think it matters. Apparently there's some people in the in government today that think not only that you're dumb, but you're also stupid. Like Senator Chuck Schumer. He thinks that Trump should give the Democrats what they want, despite all this impeachment talk. So, last week, he challenged Trump to prove that he can still govern by working with Congress on enacting universal background checks, even while the impeachment inquiry is going on. And make no mistake, the inquiry is theater. This is they know they can't impeach because he hasn't done anything to be impeached for. They can talk about things like the cover-up of the cover-up and all this other stuff, but this is just them creating vernacular as they go along in order to create another shiny object for the public and for the media. Schumer said the best way President Trump can prove that he can still govern is universal background checks. That's where governing begins. So, Senator, the senator is a... I think he's beginning to show his age, sort of like Gropey Joe. His press conference came after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced an impeachment inquiry over Trump's efforts to pressure Ukraine to get dirt on leading Democratic presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden. Let me tell you something about elections. Everybody invests in what is referred to as opposition research or digging for dirt. And they do that in order to, in a moment like, say, in a debate, if that person is getting the upper hand, this opposition research would be lobbed at that candidate by his opponent in order to maybe knock him off balance a little bit and get him off point. It's sort of a cowardly tactic, but it's a very effective one. Now, in the same moments of those, when all of this was coming on, Trump had met recently with the NRA CEO, or excuse me, Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre, who told him to stop the games over gun control legislation. But apparently, according to the Democrats, which these are the same people that have said he's illegitimate, they've said he's a racist, they said he's a Hitler, but he can show that he can still govern. And apparently the only way he can govern is by supporting the exact measures that they support, rather than any of the other many policy positions he's taken on various things since he took office. Do you buy that? Do you sit back and say, well, okay, I can see it. I mean, does anyone other than Schumer buy it? And for the record, I'm not even convinced that even Schumer buys this response. The problem with politics is the compromise. I hate the fact that compromise ever became a thing. It did, but compromise, the classic definition of what a compromise is that everybody gives a little of what they wanted, and neither side is generally thrilled with what they come out of it, but neither was particularly upset about it, right? Both sides give a little to get a little. On the issue of guns, that usually means one side caves and gives up on gun rights, while the other side can claim they compromised because they didn't take quite as much as they wanted. But even that required a great deal of negotiation. And I think we've sort of compromised ourselves to the point to where we're done compromising. But Schumer wants Trump to give up something that will likely outrage his base while winning him nothing in return. He's still looking at a House that's likely to vote to impeach, something they've been talking about since the moment that it was announced he won. And don't let this whistleblower stuff fool you. This isn't a principle stand, but an excuse and a little more. And what are they willing to give him in order to get his support for one of the biggest planks in their platform? Nothing. We want you to support our position on gun control, and in exchange we're going to impeach you. I'm not convinced that he was ever going to push gun control in the sense that the Democrats thought he was going to push it. I think what he was looking at was probably the fact that the NICS system is relatively weak and that there's no requirement for these states to actually supply any of this information to them. I also think that they want something in this moment because of what's about to happen in New York with the Supreme Court. And I also think that they have actually sat down and done a little math and figured out that nobody on the Democrat clown car can beat him in an election. So, what would be the reason for Trump to alienate you and give his opponents exactly what they want while they're trying to kick him out of a job? I've never heard anything quite that stupid in my life. There's other gun grabber things that are out there that I also look at and say, yeah. So Schumer and Pelosi and Nadler and Harris and Beto and Spartacus and all of these other guys, you guys can go pound sand. Pound sand, why don't you? And take your stupidity with you while you go, would you? We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back, America. Do any of you remember 2013, shortly after Sandy Hook, when they were going to try to push for both a assault weapons ban and universal background checks because they felt like they had the wind at their back because a crazy person went and killed a bunch of children? Yeah, that time. That was when we had the christening of Shotgun Joe. Shotgun Joe got out there and said, you don't need an AR-15, just buy a shotgun. Just buy a shotgun. And then if you have to, you can fire a warrant. You can go out on your veranda, if you have a veranda, and fire a warning shot in the air while they're down below you. Or if you can't figure out who it is, then you can just shoot through the door. And that ought to take care of it. And there's actually been some people that have taken that advice. And, well, you sort of pay that price when that happens. But, move over, Shotgun Joe. That was so 2013. And we're in 2019. And I want to welcome to the discourse Bazooka Joe, who said instead of buying an AR-15, you're better off buying actual weapons of war. Yeah. Of course, because most gun grabbers are also opportunistic punks. He made these comments at a town hall in Las Vegas because recently we have infamously had the anniversary of the Mandalay Bay rampage killing. And he used the event to call for universal background checks and promote his justification to ban lawfully owned firearms. Well, Bazooka Joe got out there, and this is according to the Associated Press, okay? Which, who would accuse them of making something up? He said, and I quote, "If you need weapons to protect yourself from the government, you'd better go get an F-15. You'd better buy yourself a fighter jet or a bazooka rocket launcher." He added, "The idea that an AR-15 is going to protect you from your government, come on. You just know that the closest Bazooka Joe has ever been to the Army was maybe passing a lectern for the Salvation Army when you get out there and call something a bazooka rocket launcher." He said there's no rationale for owning modern sporting rifles, which are semi-automatic, which means every time you pull the trigger, one round of ammunition heads downrange with each pull. The only problem here with Gropey Joe is that the Constitution doesn't require a reason or a rationale for exercising a God-given right, including the right to keep and bear arms. In fact, Joe, the Second Amendment was explicitly included in the Bill of Rights so that we, the people, could resist a tyrannical government like the British Crown that took as their first hostile act against us the seizure of their guns and powder. I imagine, Joe, and I know that you're nearly as old as they are, I imagine the founders would find it more than a bit troubling to hear the talk of confiscating firearms from the people. Never mind that, one, you don't know where they are. That's a big first part of it there, Joe. That's a huge first part of it. You don't know where they are. Never mind that 99.9999, whatever the percentage would be, of them are never going to be used in a crime. They're never going to be used to kill anybody except in self-defense. Never mind that see, one of the things that you don't understand is that this media onslaught, it cuts both ways. When you tell people that it is the weapon of choice for this, then a lot of people will look at that and say, would it work in a self-defense situation? These would be the uninitiated. And the uninitiated will look at that, and guess what? Some of them are actually beginning to use them in self-defense. I saw a young man who saw some home invaders coming into his house. I saw a video of this. And he's looking out at the peephole, and he sees them out there in the hallway, and you see him walk off camera, and then he comes back, and he's got an AR-15, and when they kick the door open, they're staring at an AR-15. And those guys, they go all Jesse Owens on this kid. They take off. The kid doesn't shoot him. The kid's roommate stupidly runs into the line of fire, but the kid lowers his muzzle and does not shoot his friend. So guess what? AR-15s get used for good all the time. So, you know, just never mind that these are used for lawful self-defense and competitive shooting and recreational shooting and hunting and by people that don't break laws. Never mind that. Never mind that. This isn't the first time that his gift for gab was as well-versed on guns as Elmer Fudd. He got on Facebook. I don't understand modern politics where you get out there and they're like, listen, this has got to get out there to the people now. Get it on Twitter. Let's go to Facebook. But he was in a Facebook town hall, and this is when he had, he was saying that the AR-15 isn't a good home defense firearm, and he advised his wife Jill to buy a shotgun and blindly fire two blasts into the air. Once again, that's illegal, and people did go to jail for invoking the Joe Biden defense. It is also incredibly irresponsible and false on its premise that the modern sporting rifle is hard to aim and shoot, and it's not suitable for self-defense. All of the ladies, on Lock and Load, I do a something called The Weaponized Woman, and all of the women that come on there with the guest host, Keita Bussey, they testify to the fact that the AR-15 is just you know, grandly, easily shot and handled and manipulated and safely, by the way. Amy Swear, senior legal policy analyst for the Heritage Foundation, testified before Congress and included an instance in Georgia where an AR-15 owner used his rifle to defend himself and others against armed teens. She told the House Judiciary Committee, ironically, the rifle deemed an assault weapon by many in this room was used defensively to protect innocent people against assault, while the perpetrators used a non-assault weapon. Biden, anybody running for president now in the Democratic Party, some of these new guys that don't really know what they're doing, like Swalwell, when he got out there and said, well, you know, we have nuclear weapons. Beto, yeah, hell yeah, we're coming for you. So all of these guys are having to go further left than they've ever gone before. But one thing that we can credit Bazooka Joe for doing in this ongoing debate is that now he has thrown in bazooka rocket launchers and F-15 strike fighters. He's thrown that into the mix as things that you would be better off buying. So I myself, after I get done here, I'm going to the F-15 store, and I'm going to get one in a nice color to park. We'll be right back. You're listening to Gun Owners News Hour.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said that the U.S. economy is facing some risks at the moment, but overall it's in a good place, and the Fed's main job is to keep it there as long as possible. Powell noted that unemployment is half a century low and inflation is running close to the Fed's 2% target. While Fed officials believe they have the correct strategy and tools to extend the current record-long expansion, it's important to examine whether any changes could improve the Fed's handling of the economy.
Security forces continue to open fire directly at hundreds of anti-government demonstrators in central Baghdad, killing at least 10 and injuring dozens of others hours after Iraq's top Shiite cleric warned both sides to end 4 days of violence before it's too late. The death toll has raised to 53 people killed in the clashes during the continuing protests and marked a sharp escalation in the use of force against unarmed protesters. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back, America. We've come to the part of the year which is sort of like in that movie The Jerk with Steve Martin, and I know there's some people that are going, hey, wow, Bill's dating himself. In that movie, whenever the new phone book comes out, that's when you know you're somebody. And so this is why I always enjoy the annual FBI Uniform Crime Report. That comes out. And normally, when the report comes out, it throws a gigantic nail underneath the wheels of gun control. All four of them. Six of them. However many of them there are. And one of the things we're being told is that we're in the middle of something called a gun violence epidemic. Yeah. Well, typically, right, an epidemic would an epidemic would mean that it was in the parlance of, say, epidemiologists, if you're in the middle of an epidemic, you'd want to walk around the streets with a mask on because you don't want to, you know, inhale whatever's out there in the air because it's an epidemic. But now we have this puncture effect happening to it, because the number of homicides involving firearms in 2018 has dropped from the number in 2017. And it really shows exactly how peaceful a people the United States, the citizens of the United States are. But last year, according to the FBI, there were 14,123 homicides, of which 10,265 involved firearms. In 2017, there were 15,129, and firearms were involved in 10,982. Now, right now, if you're sitting there and you're just an average, run-of-the-mill, middle-of-the-road Joe, you're saying, but what about those claims that 30,000 to 36,000 people die annually from, quote, gun violence? Sad fact of the matter of that is that roughly 60 to 65% of those deaths are suicides, not the result of some criminal act, as some gun control proponents would have the public believe. Suicide and homicide, I mean, I personally know two people, knew two people. One of them was my first radio producer. I would not be doing this today if it were not for this man. His name was Tyson Bowers. He killed himself in January of 2018. And I don't know why. Then there's Bob Owens. He was the editor-in-chief of BearingArms.com. He had a book deal. He had some other things going on, and then he posted this cryptic thing on Facebook, and then he went out and killed himself. The day that my producer, my friend, the day he killed himself and I posted something about it, I got sort of mad at some of the pro-gun advocates because he killed himself with a gun and I mentioned it, and they were like, that's always bad for us. And they're missing the point that the gun grabbers are missing as well. It's a mental health thing. It's a sad thing. It has nothing to do with the tool. So suicide, the pattern doesn't change much from year to year. But if you go to the Giffords gun control website, the Giffords Law Center, they say on their website 36,000 Americans are killed by guns each year, an average of 100 per day. Then you have to go to a chart to look at and find out 61% are suicides, 35% are homicides, and 1.4% of those are law enforcement shooting people, and another 487 are unintentional shootings, and 295 are undetermined. Believe it or not, there's no mention made of justifiable self-defense shootings by armed private citizens. Last year, according to the FBI report, there were 298 self-defense fatal shootings. And that's down from 314 self-defense slayings reported in 2017. And that's because crime is going down. Yeah. Because one thing the criminals don't know that most people who would, you know, most people that watch the mainstream news, they think gun control is all the rage and everybody's doing it. That's not actually what's happening. You might ask yourself, why doesn't the Giffords Law Center recognize justifiable self-defense in their data? The FBI includes these numbers in every annual report. Las Vegas Sun recently published some quotes from leading anti-gunners perpetuating the gun violence meme. Like Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, he had this observation. There are many steps we need to take to address the gun violence epidemic that continue to plague communities across the country. Or New Jersey Senator Cory Spartacus Booker. Tackling the epidemic of gun violence is a personal fight for me, and I'm proud to put forward the most sweeping gun violence prevention plan in history. Or Julian Castro, who, you know, how would you feel about saying President Castro? He's the former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He said, if I'm elected president, I'll act on day one to end the epidemic of gun violence in our country because I'll be the king. Well, he didn't actually say that last part. After looking at the data that came out that was just published, Alan Gottlieb, the chairman of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, issued a statement that summed up the rhetoric thusly. What gun violence epidemic are you talking about? Of course, that didn't make it to the Las Vegas Sun, Times, PKO, whatever it was called. Then he said this, in order to create the impression that this country is awash in violent crime, gun grabbers routinely combine the number of homicides and suicides plus accidental deaths and then call them all acts of so-called gun violence. It is deliberately misleading and it is downright dishonest. And then he asked the most poignant question, and this is a question that it's always been poignant, it's always been asked, and it has to continue to be asked. Why, if gun prohibition is such a smoking hot idea, Why do they have to lie about the data? Which, you know, that's really a stupid question for me to be asking, because I know why they lie about the data. It's the same reason the climate changers lie about the data. Have you noticed that while on one hand, we're all going to die in 12 years? Yeah, I'm just going to be sitting here. I'll probably be pre-recording this show. And I'll be sitting here pre-recording it, and then I'm just going to incinerate due to climate change. But I will probably have a trip planned to the beach. And that's the point. Why is everybody still going to the coastline if it's going to be... Can't I just wait a few years and it will come up to my doorstep? So, Gottlieb, in addition to running the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep Bear Arms and a few other organizations, he's also been in charge of a suicide prevention effort in Washington State with a project called Forefront at the University of Washington. He's gone and testified before the legislature and co-chaired a subcommittee and worked with suicide prevention experts. And he's made sure that there's a panel discussion on suicide prevention as part of the policy at the annual Gun Rights Policy Conference. There are probably between 460 and 660 million guns out there. And there's probably 20 million AR-15s. And in 2018, only 297 homicides were known to have involved rifles of any kind. So anywhere from 2 to 4% of all homicides involve rifles of any kind, not just the so-called assault rifle. So, you know, Booker, Bennett, Castro, and the others now running for president that are so eager to ban these semi-automatic guns, they're not looking out for you. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Correctly, let's do this one more time. This is Gun Owners News Hour. The FBI has published three reports that collectively detail rampage killing events from 2000 to 2017. The first report covered events from 2000 to 2013, the second 2014 to 2015, and the third most recent one covered 2016 to 2017. They have no specific system in place for finding and cataloging rampage killing events. Don't call these things active shooter events, because I get the terminology and I get why they're using it, but it's a conflation of terminology, so I call them rampage killing events. The FBI manually searches for and includes them in their report the same way you might Google it, and which, of course, means there is room for error, particularly in missing events that should have been included. The FBI definition of a rampage killer is, or a rampage killing event, one or more individuals actively engaged in killing and attempting to kill people in a populated area. A few important distinctions about the FBI definition of a rampage killer include: a firearm must be used by the attacker. This then means they have not included incidents like the armed citizen who saved a woman outside the GM building in Detroit from a stabber, or the man who was stopped by a CC or concealed carrier at Smith's grocery store in Salt Lake. Number two, domestic incidents are not included. The FBI feels that a rampage killer event has to be one where the attacker is endangering strangers, not familicide. Number three, gang-related violence is excluded also. Number four, for the FBI to define an incident as a rampage killing incident, both law enforcement personnel and citizens have to have the potential to affect the outcome of the event based on the responses to the situation. Now, this definition is broad enough where there may be a few incidents that are being missed. The Crime Prevention Research Center has taken the lead, and they, John Lott, finds a bunch of things out there as well. Lott suggests there may have also been some intentional bias in not reporting on some earlier events in order to show a greater increase in incidents over time. Which, by doing that, what that makes it look like is the rampage killing thing is a modern thing, not something that's been going on. The concealedcarry.com decided to do a little compiling on their own, and of the 283 rampage killing events in their data pool, 248 of them come from the FBI, and an additional 35 are put out there by Lott. And the data is interesting. The data is interesting. Now, according to James Allen Fox, who is a professor out of a northeastern university somewhere, active shooter events, rampage killing events are not increasing. In fact, they are going down, or they're just laying static in some cases. But for the most part, they've gone down this year. They've gone down the year before by minuscule amounts. But statistically looking at it, you'd say they haven't moved. A lot of it has to do with the fact of news and the way it's covered nowadays. Part of the gun control debate currently out there is that semi-automatic rifles and standard capacity magazines increase the potential death rate. So, in order to know that, you would have to look at each event and see what was used. And that isn't available in the FBI's report or publicly available for anybody to find out, simply because it doesn't matter what weapon is used. It's a tool. The average number of deaths per year is interesting as well. It's worth noting that there may be more than 33 incidents in which the armed citizen and armed citizen was present, but there's no way of knowing if an armed citizen chose not to engage and run the other way. That may not even be known to law enforcement. But for the purpose of this, when concealed carry took it up, what they wanted to do was look at how many times an armed citizen intervenes. And what they found was stunning. Armed citizens, when they intercede in a rampage killing, are successful 94% of the time. That's major. That's odds that that's a percentage you can't argue with. We also found they looked at things like was their direct potential for stopping the shooter. And in a few examples, the armed citizen was at their home near the event when they heard shots fired and rushed to the scene to intervene. And thus, despite not being present when the incident began, those active shooter events are included in other, in another category. In other examples, the victims of the attack were hunters that were effectively ambushed by their killer. You would assume that the hunters possessed firearms, and thus the incident is included in that same category I just mentioned. So here we have armed citizens that aren't attempting to intervene to save others, but they were in fact targeted. So of the 283 total active shooter events in this 18-year period, armed citizens were present at 33 of them. In 88.3% of them, armed citizens were not present. That's also of paramount importance. Of the 33 incidents in which an armed citizen was present, the armed citizen was successful at stopping the rampage event 75.8% of the time and successful in reducing the lives lost an additional 18.2% of the time. Only 6.1% of the time were they not helpful at all. In the two incidents where the armed citizen failed to stop or slow the active shooter, the rampage killer, one is the previously, the incident with the hunters. The other is an incident where the concealed carrier was shot in the back in a Las Vegas Walmart because he failed to identify that there were two rampage killers involved in the attack. These guys had already ambushed some cops. I mean, these guys were serious. He was tracking the male, and the female shot him in the back. He was trying to ambush the rampage killer. Of the 283 incidents, they were able to identify if the event took place in a gun-free zone. In a large number, 41% of the events. Most of the events took place at a business, a church, or home. Percentile-wise, the breakdown. In 61 of the events, guns were allowed. and 61 of the 283. In 107, they were gun-free zones, and 115, we don't know. In the events with 8-plus deaths, which total 18, 3 allowed guns, 14 were gun-free zones, one is unknown. Where they took place is very important, simply because you probably go there. In the breakdown, from top to bottom, 0.4% was a movie theater. 25.4%, the leading cause of this, is officer business. 12.4% was a open space. Residential was 7.4%. Restaurant, 3.5%. Coming in second was a school, 14.5%. 11% for stores, 1.1% for airports, 4.6% for bars, 5.3% for college, 9.5% for federal buildings, and 4.9% for houses of worship. So, when you're looking at the way these things interact and the way these things break down and everything, it becomes very evident that you, as the concealed carrier, are important. You are a societal benefit. You do good stuff all the time. In some states, you do more good stuff than in others. But it is better that we have you than that we don't. I'm packing up and getting ready to go hang out with Steve Fisher for a day or so. So we will talk to you next week. Keep your heads up and stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News.
Insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.